President.
Yeah.
Mr. Colson.
Yeah.
There you are.
Okay. Hello.
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Yeah. Yeah. What's new today?
Well, I
got Mrs. Gandhi coming on.
I think we got some good news. We got a call that the labor unions on the maritime side have bought our deal, and it looks like the corn will ship next week if the Russians stick to their end of the bargain. But we have. It really is rather an historic thing because, you know, both Kennedy and Johnson tried this. They were boycotted by the unions who wouldn't handle the cargo, and they never were able to ship anything. So
good.
This
great. When and how can we get it out, Chuck?
Well, I've got everybody working on it right now, Mr. President. If the Russian embassy agrees, and Peterson has been working on this, we'll be able to announce it tomorrow. We want to announce it tomorrow because the unions have asked us to, so that they're...
Well, now, rather than Peterson, may I just respectfully suggest that get Kissinger to shove him if there need any problem?
Oh, yes, indeed.
He knows about it?
No, he doesn't. I have a call into him, and I just haven't talked to him. It just happened within the last hour.
I'll have him call you.
Well, okay. Fine. That'd be great. If nothing goes wrong, it won't go wrong now from the union side, but if nothing goes wrong on the deal, basically with the Russians or Continental Grain, it's going to be a big jolt in the Farm Belt. We've got everybody out there alerted to speak.